Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Be adventurous in the sun. Be protected in the sun. Be confident in the sun. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. As experts in mineral sunscreens for nearly 30 years, we've earned awards for our high-quality products and the trust of healthcare professionals. Embrace every moment in the sun with your family and Blue Lizard by your side. Be fearless in the sun. Shop Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen now on Amazon.com.
The Burt Show.
I am breaking up with one of the most annoying things about myself starting today. Do you have something that just drives you crazy about yourself? But you do it over and over and over again. You just get sick of you in this area.
Overthinking.
Mm-hmm. All the time. There's no way to turn it off.
No way.
No. So it usually hits you like in the middle of the night. You just wake up and then you're just overthinking. Or you overthink every situation.
Pretty much every situation, but it's worse at night. Anytime it's silence and there's nothing to distract me, I'm overthinking.
For me, it's procrastination.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so bad about procrastination. And then I get myself worked up and I'm overwhelmed and I'm stressed because things have piled up. But if I just would have like planned accordingly and taken care of some stuff, I would actually be able to enjoy Halloween, because there's not like a million things I need to cram in and do before, you know, the night happens.
Sure.
For me, it's procrastination too, but it's less about like the overwhelm of it all. And it's like the shame that I put on myself. I'm like, I knew I should have done this a week ago. And now that I haven't replied to that one email that's going to take me 2 minutes to respond to, I feel like a bad person. And then it just starts to spiral.
So this health obsession I have, I'm sick of it. I'm so over it, man. I really am. I used to tell myself, and I have told myself up until a couple of days ago, nah, my hobby is my body and my health. That's BS. It's just too much, man. I have been stressing myself out, and there's nothing wrong with me. That's the thing. There's nothing wrong. Like, I don't have any kind of illness or anything like that.
Oh, we beg to differ.
Yeah, right. Mentally, I can't do that. But yeah, like, my day starts in the morning with me putting my chest monitor on and testing my HRV, which is some biohacking term for how stressed out your body is. That's where it starts.
The fact you do biohacking is fascinating to me.
I do find it, the science of it, absolutely fascinating. And maybe it's my age as you're looking at longevity and trying to not only live longer, but living healthy longer. Like, I'm planning on living like to 85 years old, but I want to be able to wipe my own butt for those last 5 years, you know? So I have been obsessing so much with all these gadgets and all these things that are delivered to my house. You guys saw it when I brought in my backpack that day of all the health stuff I have ordered from TikTok and Instagram after buying it from these influencers that I really trust. It's exhausting.
The amount of supplements you had was astonishing.
It's crazy how much I take every day. The collagen, the bone broth, the chion amino acids, and the creatine. It's exhausting, wow. Right? So it's every single day, but I'm willing to do it, or I was willing to do it, because again, I'm looking at longevity and I'm looking to be healthy for the long term. And then my favorite biohacker, a guy named Andrew Huberman. I think your mom is very familiar with him too.
I'm very familiar with Andrew Huberman. Anytime I go to the sauna, I try and justify the $40 I just spent by listening to the same sauna podcast where he talks about all the benefits. Oh, really placates that anxiety I feel.
That's another thing. The sauna, then the cold plunge. It's just too much. So he, on Instagram the other day, as I'm sort of on the border of this obsession anyway, and I'm getting exhausted by it, he hits me with the whole business about endocrine disruptors is real and significant. I don't even know what they are, but here's what he lists. There are four ways to meaningfully reduce your exposure and better low, no-cost alternatives. Avoid drinking from plastic bottles. Use glass or metal instead. Okay, I think we all know that's healthier. It's hard to avoid like a plastic bottle of water, but you know what? Okay, I can do that. Avoid handling receipts.
Wait, what?
Decline or opt for electronic. If you have to handle them, use gloves. Okay? Yeah. Then there's avoid using nonstick cookware. Use cast iron, other non-coated metals, and ceramic. Okay, I can understand that. Avoid skin products with fragrances. Use unscented or none. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, you can't. You can't totally do all of these things with the mindset that you are going to live longer because you're not living at all by doing all this stuff.
Well, that's
right?
The thing. You can do all that, but that seems to me like that would be all consuming. Like that's all you would be doing is focused on what you're eating, what you're touching, and that would be exhausting.
And I think it has been to a point now, like the way that I work out and how I'm charting my workouts and the way that I look at my watch. And as soon, one of the first things I do is I take a look at how I slept at night. And if it's not at 100, it starts to stress me out. Then maybe it affects me, even though I'm feeling good. If my watch says that I didn't get a good enough sleep, now all of a sudden, oh, I'm so tired. It's just too much.
I feel like by the time you make sure that you have crossed off everything on that checklist, the stress from doing it will kill you.
Right?
It's true, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Today is the last day, man. I am backing off of this stuff. I just think I need a purge. You know, like I was saying to you some months ago, that forget about guys altogether for a couple of months, and I think that would be healthy if it's not on your mind. It's the same way with me now in health. I'm not doing any of it for like the next month.
Well, look how well it turned out for me. 7 months later, still obsessed.
That's not real encouraging.
Enjoy the next month, though.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.